This is Akashvani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. President Draupadi Murmu will be inaugurating laying the foundation stone for various initiatives at Rashtrapati Nilayam in Bolarum on the outskirts of Hyderabad today. The president will be presenting the president's colors to the College of Defence Management, Secunderabad tomorrow. The president will be hosting an at-home reception at Rashtrapati Nilayam for the dignitaries of the state, leading citizens and academics of the same evening. President Draupadi Murmu arrived at Rashtrapati Nilayam on a 5-day Sadan Saron yesterday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of 24 projects related to power, road, railway and water worth more than 46,300 crore rupees in Jaipur. Mr. Modi yesterday participated in the celebrations organized to mark the completion of 1 year of the Bhajan Lal Sharma government of Rajasthan. He inaugurated 9 projects worth more than 11,000 crore rupees, which include 7 projects of the central government and 2 projects of the state government. The memorandum of agreement for these projects was signed between Madhya Pradesh and Rajasthan in the presence of the Prime Minister. President Draupadi Murmu has said India is emerging as a hub for affordable medical tourism, and doctors are playing a pivotal role in this progress. She was addressing a convocation ceremony of AIIMS Mangalgiri in Andhra Pradesh yesterday. President Murmu praised the medical profession as a part to serving humanity. She advised doctors to focus on service orientation and continuous learning and research. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the Indian Constitution is not just a document for the government, but is a fundamental inspiration for the welfare of the marginalized and nation-building. Replying to a special discussion on the glorious journey of 75 years of the Constitution of India in the Rajya Sabha yesterday, he highlighted that the Constitution has strengthened roots of democracy in the country and ensured the transfer of power without shedding a drop of blood. John Bittas of CPIM said unity cannot be maintained without democracy, secularism and federalism in the country. Later, the House was adjourned for the day. The Lok Sabha has approved the supplementary demands for grants first batch for 2024-25. The government sought approval of Parliament to authorize gross additional expenditure of over 87,762 crore rupees. Out of this, the proposal involved net cash outgo aggregate to 44,142 crore rupees for payments of debt, liabilities and interest rates. The House also gave its nod to the appropriation bill to authorize payment and appropriation of certain further sums from the Consolidated Fund of India for the services of the financial year 2024-25. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval has reached Beijing to participate in the India-China Special Representative's talks scheduled to be held today. The talks aim to restore bilateral ties that have been stalled for over 4 years due to the military standoff in eastern Ladakh. Doval will hold the 23rd round for the Special Representative talks with his Chinese counterpart and Foreign Minister Wang Yi. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has launched India's first of its kind anti-pesticide bodysuit Kisan Kavach in New Delhi. In a statement, the Science and Technology Minister said that this bodysuit is designed to protect farmers from the harmful effects of pesticides. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh chaired a meeting of the Ministry's Consultative Committee in New Delhi yesterday. In the meeting, the roles and functions of the new defence public sector undertakings were discussed. During the meeting, committee members were also informed on the financial figures, modernisation, capital expenditure, exports, new products developed, ongoing research and development projects. A top general in charge of Russian nuclear protection forces, Igor Krylov, has been killed along with an aide by a bomb hidden in an electric scooter in Moscow yesterday. Krylov is the senior most military figure assassinated in Russia yet as the Kremlin's campaign in Ukraine drags on. Following the blast, Ukraine's security service has reportedly claimed responsibility for the attack. In the third cricket test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy, India narrowly avoided follow-on against host Australia on day 4 at the Gabba. India ended the day at 252-9, trailing by 193 runs after bad light brought early stumps. Earlier, Australia posted 445 in their first innings. And that is the end of this news bulletin.